Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 45. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Nothing too much. It's Saturday morning feel. Oh, sorry, Nate.
Oh, you're fine.
I was throwing my little two bits in there.
Nate, how you doing?
Good.
And we've 45. Got
45. I can count 40, that on my hands.
45.
Four and a five.
We can. 45. We got a special guest sitting in with us.
We do, and it's awesome.
You want to say hi?
Hi. My name's Elijah.
Oh, ah! Nice. That is my boy, Elijah. You've heard his name a few times. He's sitting in with us. Sister and mom are at Northern Indiana for a volleyball mm-hmm. tournament, a one-day tournament this weekend. So,
Elijah, if that's your real name.
Yeah.
It's not his alias.
Yeah. So he's sitting in with us. And, Saturday morning, guys. What's going on with that?
Well, I had said that.
Why did you get me up so early?
I wanted Cocoa Puffs. I wanted the smell of bacon. I wanted cartoons on. And none of that was happening. Actually, there was great music, though, playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't smell anything anyway. I don't know why I want the smell of bacon, but I do miss it.
I had to wake myself up. Play a little Bon Jovi.
You got a little bedhead going over here. I like it.
I could
put a hat on.
I could probably do vocals and do better. poor John. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. But hey, creepies.
Yeah, you should.
Thanks for joining us once again for Middle Aged Mini number 45, which is really weird to say, but we've got a little Saturday morning going.
Halfway to 90.
Elijah needs pipe down.
I know the math.
He's chatterbox.
Oh, Elijah, you got to slow down, my friend.
It's Saturday morning.
I like, though, how you introduced your name. I like that.
Yeah,
right,
it's cool.
Off the bat.
Hey, he's in school, so he knows, like, it's like, raise your hand, introduce yourself.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, I'm supposed to raise my hand when I want to?
Well, it's funny. Even at work, like, if somebody new comes around you're in a group, and they're like, let's go around the room and introduce ourselves. I get this, like, panicky feeling, and I'm like, I'm this little kid again, like, I'm Sean, and I don't know what I do here.
And you don't know what to do with your hands.
I don't know what to do with my hands, right?
Anybody have anything else to add? I get that at work all the time. Little safety meetings and stuff.
Oh,
I was like, nope, I'm the little kid in the back of the room trying to be unnoticed. I don't want to say anything.
Let's just go on our activities.
And here you are.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be noticed.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to turn into the Nate show then.
One time.
That's what I said. I can't do this on my own.
Jeff.
Can't never
I,
could.
He was a member of a, it was like a breakfast, and it was a networking group. And they'd meet on the north side, one of the hotels and restaurants. And I went with him. And that was when I was trying to get my cleaning business going, and so it was worth it. But there was about 25 people and me not knowing anybody. And I'm very comfortable. I mean, I'm outgoing. I can talk. But when I don't know, like, I haven't got my bearings yet.
Yeah.
So this whole networking, it's not just going to somebody, And they did that. They're like the president or whatever he was. He introduced himself. They introduce themselves every meeting, even though they've seen each other maybe 100 times. Yeah,
so I just changed my name every time.
So then, what you?
Guglielmo.
Guglielmo.
So, yeah, I should have said that.
How's that phonetically over there?
So when it's but you have to stand up, say your name, and then tell the name of your business. And I was like, good grief! Can I just say I'm Todd? I had to stand up and say, Todd, elbow grease, commercial cleaning. Oh, my gosh. I was like, this is, I was I was a little nervous.
Yeah?
And I had no idea. Yeah. And then after that,
I've
then
seen
it was,
you nervous
then it was
almost
like,
never.
I know. But then when it came time to, like, they were like, hey, anybody got anything to say? Anybody, want to talk about what's going on, how their week's been, how's business? Then I was all in. But it was that introduction. Mm-hmm. Standing
it,
up, I just
it's
felt
weird.
Like, it was just weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. I know.
So I get it.
I'm Guglielmo.
I'm Guglielmo.
My business is whooping butt, taking names.
chewing gum.
Hey, guy in the back. How about you? Anything to add?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. This is Saturday morning.
Oh,
this is
Saturday morning. This is cartoons are on.
I've only drank a little bit of the bang.
And the listeners, you're getting kind of what we do before we start recording.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to wake up.
Well, we're also excited we have a guest in studio. So.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
It's like he's almost here. Oh, no, he is here.
He is here. It's like he's in front of us.
I still don't hear him. Cool.
He's still, out of the four of us, he's still the coolest, and I know that.
Now we know what the listeners are probably going like, oh, my gosh. Sean, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about, this is going to be Nate's pick, so I got to say that first. This is Island of the Dolls, and I'm going to let Nate say it in Spanish because I'm not even going to try it.
Oh, man.
It's more fun that way. So, you got the foundation, right?
Yeah, sure.
Brick, trial. Here we go.
I have horrible Spanish.
Espanol.
So I will try.
We need a translator.
Again, it's another thing that we picked that has extremely hard places and
you
names
picked
to say. Yeah, I picked.
It's all your fault.
Well, I wasn't looking that far into it. I just found Island of the Dolls, and oh, that's creepy.
You're like, well that's got to be in this. It's Ohio.
It's a throwback though to our haunted toys. Remember, and you brought it up during that, so it was like,
yeah.
Oh yes.
Well, because it came up while I was looking for stuff.
Yeah, I'd loosely heard about it. So this is something that to look more in depth.
I knew,
and like,
I knew about.
I thought it was made up. It's not made
crack
up.
My Saturday morning crack voice. Oh gosh.
Did you say crack voice?
Is that what I said?
What's a crack voice?
Well, I got my Saturday morning crack.
It probably sounds like Dave Chappelle's.
Maybe I should take my Saturday morning
one of
crack.
Dave Chappelle's characters.
Oh, yeah.
Crack voice.
Oh, my gosh. Got the powder or the around his
mouth. Got any more little days off?
Sorry. Sorry, Elijah.
Oh, my goodness.
Our all right.
Here. All right, Nate.
The story of La Isla de las Muñecas.
Ooh. That was pretty good.
You know what? That sounded good.
That was pretty good.
It sounded good.
So I probably insulted someone's mom. I'm sorry.
What did you call me?
Muñecas. Sorry.
Mucus.
It's what? The Island of the Dolls.
Island of the Dolls, yeah.
It is entwined with the story of Don Julian Santana Barria.
Ooh. See, you're doing good with this. I knew you would.
I'm trying. A native of a Kitchmilco? It has an X, but I'm skipping the X.
Yeah,
it,
well,
yeah. I don't know.
I think the X
plane's
is just,
losing out.
X is just for effect. X in effect.
Yeah, X in effect.
I think that was a song. In
it is a borough. I think that's what it is. Of Mexico City, Don Julian
Mexico
left his wife and family sometime in the mid 20th century to squatter himself on an island on Teshula Lake or Teshulo Lake. Sorry, it's male, I guess. I don't know. La L.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. Right. Ooh, la la.
I'm trying, guys. His reasonings for doing so are hazy at best, but as soon became clear. Santana Barria was not necessarily of sound mind. Not long after relocating, he made a chilling discovery on the shores of his island. The body of a young girl drowned in the lake. A doll came floating down the canal shortly afterwards, changing the course of Santana Barria's life and the shape of the island for years to come.
And to the present day.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
So alone on his island, Barria took the doll and hung it from a tree in order to appease the spirit of the deceased girl. But at least in the eyes of the man, who now considered himself the island's caretaker, the one doll was not enough. For the next 50 years, Santana would scrounge dolls from the trash, and from the canals, and hang them from the island's many trees. Some he'd hung whole, others in various states of disrepair, headless, torsoless, or even apart in their ways.
There you go. Good job.
There should be a retail store there.
Hey, Elijah. Elijah. Part of our podcast the last, I don't know, a few weeks, when one of us does a good job, we go, good job. Who said that on your soccer team to you? Who would say?
You put him on the spot.
Who would say?
Coach Sal.
No. Player.
Shout out to Coach Sal.
Who? Brandon.
Oh, Brandon, yeah.
He'd go.
Shout out to Brandon.
He'd go. Good job.
We've done that for a long time. It's been a while. You always tell me, like, good job, and I'm like, nice job. But yeah, we do that. We mean it, but it's kind of
a, I was telling the guys that, yeah.
Mean it in a sarcastic way.
In a way.
Brandon. He's a man.
Hoot. You take it all back, huh?
All right. Oh, Brandon. Yeah. All right. So, Island of the Dolls. Yeah. So, this dude, man, he...
He went wacko.
That would be, well, yeah, he went wacko, and then he, man, that'd be an awful sight to find a little girl drowned and then mm-hmm. with her doll, baby doll.
This area is like, there's a lot of areas that are haunted around there, and obviously this is an island, but they said that the Aztecs were there, historically mm-hmm. speaking, and that they did a lot of, you know, human sacrifice, and there was a lot of interesting things there. So the ghosts of the Aztec people are supposed to still be there. So he's supposedly...
Which makes sense.
Even though I'm sure he wasn't of sound mind, because I want to know what... I wrote down squanter, because I want to know what you do when you squanter, because that may mm-hmm. be a good way to describe what I do in my life. I squanter it. Sean, you still squantering? Yeah, I'm
Nate
still
and squantering. Nate and I have been meaning to talk to you about that.
I need
that.
To stop you squanter way too much.
We're like, man, he squanters a lot.
Jenna's bringing that up with me. She's like, dude, you got to stop the squantering. Sorry. No. I love that. I like that word.
Yeah, I think with the history
get
of the Aztecs.
Get on with your life. Quit squantering.
But he hung it up. He thought that her dead body...
Maybe we're squantering as we're doing this podcast.
It's kind of really...
Quit squantering over the podcast.
Wait a minute. That all makes sense.
I think we should look that word up. I do not think it means what you think it means.
I think it just means but give up, kind of throwing it away.
Yeah, like puttering around, right? Like you say, oh, your dad's just, he's out in the garage puttering around. He's squantering. But they, yeah, you should. They, he hung it up there to appease the spirits. Mm-hmm. Though. He thought that her dead body washing up was a bad omen. And so her doll. So he thought putting her doll up in remembrance of her would keep these spirits at bay. Right. And then he just kept doing that. And now people do it. Like people, I think, don't
it's they? Tourist thing.
Yeah.
Don't bring dolls.
Yeah. They bring, mm-hmm. I forget what the number was of how many there are, but there's a ton.
Oh yeah.
In French, it's a chaton. But I think that's interesting that it goes back all the way back to the Aztec people, at least the idea that there are spirits to appease. But I don't know why you wouldn't spread it out beyond this then. Like if that's going to appease the spirits, why don't we just have that like more dolls? Can you imagine though?
Yeah.
Like Mexico City covered it's creepy dolls. Man. We've talked about before the kid aspect, and then obviously dolls are a huge symbol for something that's, you know, kids grow up with is dolls. And then it is. The pictures are just disturbing.
Well, with him, okay, so finding the girl drowned, and then with her doll, okay, and he hings it up. I get that. Man, but
it's like, still it's that like doll. First doll is still there, too. They said it's like all arms that have
from
legs.
The 60s or whatever, 50s, 60s?
60, I think.
Yeah,
something
like that. Yeah. He passed away in 2001.
Right.
I was going to ask that when he passed.
And, you know,
his body was discovered, you guessed it, drowned in the canal.
Right.
In the exact place he always said he seen the little girl.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, they said that she could have been the one to have, like, her spirit
is haunting.
Could have killed. Yeah. That was one story I read, and I'm like, that's awful. He spent all those years hanging thousands of dolls because he felt like.
Yeah,
he needed more and more and more to appease her.
Like, you're dead.
And then she does that.
He couldn't find any more, so she's like, okay.
Yeah, right.
I'm taking you now.
Yep. You're coming over with me.
He'd earn some credit. I mean, a little something for the effort.
It said that he claimed to have heard the girl crying out, I want my doll, and terrified, he hung up the doll he found near the girl's body.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's right? Yeah, I want my doll. Yeah.
I want my dolly.
Also, what's creepy is when people visit the island, there's a lot of people that said that they've seen the eyes move, follow them.
They still move, yes. They do, on their own.
On their own, stuff like that. That's
it was never meant to be a tourist destination. That's what's funny. They said it was never really
They started flocking there after he died.
You wonder how many people go through there in a year. Like I said, I didn't know much about it. I said, I thought it was kind of made up. I didn't know it was a legit thing.
For about 3 years, I've known about the story. I just didn't look into it as much as before we did our episode.
One of the things I watched was this. It was a ghost hunting crew, and it was really cool. Of course, it's very dramatized and everything, you know. And they get, but it was a lady went. It's haunted all across that island. There's haunted areas everywhere. But there's a shack, and they said the shack is full of dolls. So she decided, and it's been reported to be haunted, but she went in and they had camera crews and all this stuff set up, and they were outside. Nobody was around, so they can't say somebody was doing this, you know, making any of these noises or whatever. But she would hear, like, you know, tapping, and then, like, who's doing that? Is that you guys? No, that's not us. And they said that she was sitting there in the dark, you know, with these these cameras so you can see what's going on, but these dolls all around her, right? And they're like, oh my gosh, get up. behind you. The doll behind you is moving. And she's like, no.
That'd be great.
And she gets up. And sure enough, they had the picture of it. You know, and you think, okay, they're messing with you. But they're like, the doll's moving. And so she's going all over. And it's the she swears that it went over. And you could kind of hear it. But she said, oh, my gosh, did you hear that? The doll said, mama. And she's like,
just
so she
that.
Was, yeah, I know, exactly. But that's, but she did. She was like freaked out like that. And so that it's like, be... it is cool though. I mean, it's like, but they say that there are stories like that all the time that the dolls talk to them, the dolls move. But there's this sinister feeling, this like uneasy feeling, obviously, because it's creepy dolls.
Yeah. Creepy dolls.
Dolls are always creepy.
Yeah. Man, I mean, they've got cobwebs all over them, moss. Some of them are headless and. Torsos torn and arms and the legs. It's like they're not in good shape.
No, and it's
we're just weather beaten.
It's not like,
and they're probably not in great shape when he found them.
No,
I would imagine if
scavenging the trash and stuff and whatever floats to the island.
And they said he never cleaned them up. He hung them up as he found them.
And in recent news, I heard that there's a beach that dolls are washing up on.
Oh, really?
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
A beach where.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Some beach.
Like in Mexico, or you're not sure?
I'm not sure. I think maybe in the United States. But there's like a stretch of beach where dolls keep washing
up at.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Google.
That's
already.
A whole... the beach.
Oh, my intrigued, Sean. I don't
know.
Well,
now
have to do
now,
it.
Now, exactly. Now we'll do a part two called Beach of the Dolls.
Beach of the Dolls.
Would
that be... well, that'd be D-Day.
Yeah. That'd be something like
it
that.
It is D-Day.
Dolls Day.
Oh, my.
Dolls Day.
Yeah.
Google's going to be like, you're crazy. What are you talking about?
They also, there's some reports that it's not just like the Aztecs. Yeah. I mean,
it's a Texas beach.
Oh,
Texas.
Is it?
Okay, oh, my gosh. Yeah. First
Wait
thing that pulled up.
Which beach?
I'm looking.
Because we're
first
going to Galveston.
First thing that pulled up first thing that pulled up was Walmart. I'm like, what does creepy dolls have to do with Walmart?
That kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You ever seen that parking lot?
That's
people are bad enough.
Fair. Maybe you're going to hang up dolls at the Walmart entrance. Unexplained creepy dolls wash up on Texas beaches. So it's beaches.
Uh-oh.
Beachcombers in Padre Island, Texas, have been finding creepy dolls washing up on local beaches spanning years. So this isn't something even new. It's the stuff nightmares are made of. Creepy dolls and doll parts are washing up on Texas beaches, and no one seems to know why. Members of the mission... Aranas Reserve of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute are finding dolls or parts of dolls along the beaches on Padre Island. Members of the Marine Research and Education Program post their findings on social media. So, oh yeah, and so there's all like this guy holding a doll's head.
Creepy.
It's creepy. So look that up too, man. Huh. You
never
know what we're
going
to find.
They would go to South Padre Island all the time. Mm-hmm. And she loved that area. So we're going to Galveston. So I was thinking,
Go over there. It says they're not sure where the dolls are coming from, but they have been washing up. This says TUP, TUP.
They're floating
for
from
a couple
the
years
island
now.
Of dolls. They're falling off the trees.
Maybe.
And floating there.
Oh, look at this one. That was like got just, something sticking out of its eyes.
They're just relocating, I guess. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Maybe they go on vacation too.
I think it's covered in sand, but.
Elijah, what do you think about? Do you think we need to sometime go take a boat ride to the island of the dolls and see these creepy things?
No.
Sure. It also said there's more than 1,000 dolls there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good job, Bub.
Thank you.
Wow.
He just wants to scare his sister. That's all it is. Yeah. It's like, let's go there and scare
her. What do you think your sister would do?
She'd be terrified.
You think she'd be scared?
She would not even go one step on that boat.
I thought I briefly read that you have to find someone that's willing to row a boat out to it.
That's right. You probably have to pay.
Okay.
It's like
Did you guys watch any videos?
The ferry
research.
No.
Okay. I think I watched three, and the first one I watched was he and two buddies. They have a YouTube, and they go around to different. Haunted places, whatever. And so this one was on their bucket list.
Yeah.
Island of the Dolls. Well, the last time, the first time, which was the last time they went, they could not find it.
Mm-hmm.
They could not. So then they went back and what had happened, or sorry, let me go back here. The first one they had, what they're doing now, a lot of the locals, there's other islands and they are putting dolls in the trees and they're putting signs.
You got
so
it.
So creepy.
Oh, yeah.
saying that that's the island of the dolls, and it's not. They're so they got tricked the first time, and like you get on the island, you go off the boat, and there's only like five or six. they're all at the front, and then they found out. They're like, daggone it, they thought they found it, and it wasn't the real island of the dolls. So then
that's wild.
So like, okay, second time we're going to, you know, so they've got all these people trying to rip people off, saying they have the island of the dolls, and so they went back and they had to do that same thing. They had to find somebody that they could trust that would take them and for a fee, you know. So they finally made it, and they were like, they were so excited. They're like,
how many
pesos? First of all, we didn't get ripped off. Second of all, we're here. So yeah,
how many pesos do you have to pay?
I don't know. Well, and they said pretty much like $15-$20, and
it's like the River Thames
American money. It's not like, you know, you don't have to pay $100 or 100. Yeah. It's just something enough for them to make a living.
I'm trying to think of that. I'm too tired.
Buy some tamales.
The boatman on the river to go to Hades, whatever. I can't think what that's called. Look that up.
What? What are you talking about?
You know how you have to pay the ferryman to get
Charon.
What is it?
Hey. Charon is his name.
When you put coins on.
There you go.
That's right.
Charon, the ferryman.
That's what I'm trying. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do.
From Clash of the Titans.
Let's never do Saturday morning.
The skeleton. He's got
you got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love Charon. Yeah.
But that's who I feel like you have to pay to get to. Yeah. There you go. Styx. That's what I'm trying to
say. Oh,
I was like, it's a band in the
80s. I'm like, Charon. Okay.
I know. My brain is not firing. Like, this bang.
She just said Mr. Roboto.
This bang is not working.
That's right. Bangless.
You got to drink the whole thing.
So, Elijah, over 1,000 dolls. That's a lot of dolls.
That is a lot of
dolls. Probably a lot more than that now.
Creepy dolls.
I'm with Elijah, too.
They say they don't stop. They keep.
I'm with Elijah. Let's go. Like, let's.
You think so? You want in?
How many hours away is it, Nate? No, I was
kidding. Oh, I don't know.
Take the Mako jet?
Yeah, I'd go. Even though I think.
Oh, I would totally go.
Disturbing dolls like that. Real creepy. That's why
would
I picked this.
Would we spend the night?
I don't know if there's.
There'll be no sleeping done, I'm sure.
Did you guys find any, like true, like, hauntings? I had trouble finding, like.
Tons of people's stories saying that the dolls talk to them and that they're shadow figures. I heard shadow figures around there, tapping noises. Some orbs, things like that. So
yeah, I mean,
so it's not like extremely haunted, but there is a little bit there.
Oh yeah, a little more than just the dolls themselves being creepy. Yeah.
Enough that we could sleep on
enough.
The beach.
Yeah, I would be more worried about
the dreams you'd have. Ugh.
The nature, snakes and
spiders.
Yeah, that's
absolutely correct. Yeah.
Kind of slip it in the old
Isle of Snakes
in your sleeping bag. That
have you ever heard of that?
The what?
The Isle of Snakes.
Yeah, that's.
It's over in Africa, isn't it?
Well, it's is it Tasmania?
Or maybe it's South America.
Not Tasmania.
There's just an island just engulfed with snakes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like all that's on there.
Yeah.
This is Brazil.
No,
Snake Island. I guess that's what
Snake
I was.
Island. Okay, yeah, that's Brazil.
That's not what you're thinking of.
That's one I heard about. Yeah.
Okay. I think there's one in Tasmania, which
it came up as
Australia,
Ukraine,
right?
But I'm like, that's
is Tasmania off of Australia or
Australia? Yes,
Australia. Yeah,
I think that's that one I've heard too. I don't know. You know what? This Saturday morning stuff, man. I know.
Let's never do it again.
Elijah, did you find something?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I heard about that Snake Island one time.
Talking to my.
I've heard about that Snake Island one time.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go there?
No.
He's like, absolutely not.
No. Yeah, I've heard it's snake highly trimmer. Venomous snakes.
Yeah,
on that island. Doing that.
Well, when you look, you look up.
No
that,
intentions of setting foot there.
If you look up the Snake Island,
it's their island. Yeah. They can have it.
I don't know what.
We are not going to invade your.
Don't worry,
your island.
You get Zimini Island. I don't know what that is. Island of the Dolls.
Zippity doo dah. Zippity yay.
Ilha das Cobras. So that must be Cobra Island.
Island of Cobras,
Bermuda Triangle comes up. Great Blue Hole. Man, we got
The Great Blue Hole's wild.
It is, isn't it? In the Pogavelia, Lake Natron, and Snake Island Lighthouse. That's
okay.
What comes up. So these are all, okay. So these
none
are
none of those places I will attend.
Future episodes, right?
This Island of the Doll is pretty weird. It's just weird.
High creepy factor.
They have a souvenir shop.
Yeah,
I was wondering if they had. Souvenir.
And they have dolls hanging in there.
You don't want to.
And they have from a. And they have.
They'll set it up here on the table. It can go along with our Waverly.
And whoever's talking, it turns its head and looks at
our exactly our our Waverly like paraphernalia
for our listeners. Nate was turning his head with a creepy smile. We needed that on
Facebook
Live.
Winks with its one good eye.
it's only eye.
It's my good eye.
Sammy Davis. No.
They still, when people, they bring things to offer, like change and toys, to, they have the doll and crazy. The picture of Don Julian. They have his picture since he's the one that
who was murdered by a doll. No.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, yeah, it's like a offering.
The ghost girl.
Or whatever, yeah. It's like,
oh my gosh. Puppet master.
Yeah. Would you take a doll from the place?
No.
I
ain't no way.
You know, like I said,
it has its place.
I did a little
and
bit
it's there.
I had a little bit of courage to bring some things back from Waverly. I don't know that. I don't know.
No,
I think
I
it's
wouldn't.
A bad idea.
I wouldn't. Just
I think it's
respect.
Disrespectful. Yeah, yeah, I know.
It's
that's
like
what
taking something
happened.
From the pyramids.
I think it would cross my mind, but then it'd be like, I think it's a bad idea. I know. It'd be like Robert the doll. Robert the doll. No,
Robert.
Nothing. Yeah, no, I'm not saying anything bad.
Yes.
No, dummy. It's the guy. It's the guy that'll remember the president's right to that we talked about.
Yeah,
to get his blessing or whatever.
It was a ventriloquist
life.
Dummy, wasn't it?
No, not Robert.
Not Robert.
Robert's
okay.
The sailor. We'll do
the sailor.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. The sailor one. Yeah. Okay.
It's on.
He's Robert the sailor man.
I think there's another one that's
in the Florida Keys.
I'm not making fun of him.
He's on the Florida Keys.
Yeah. No, we say nice things about Robert the doll here.
Yeah, I think there's another one that's like a ventriloquist dummy or something.
And you have to. See, I thought you were going. Is it a ventriloquist dummy? I wasn't sure if you're calling Sean a dummy.
Well, that's
Annabelle.
That was implied.
Annabelle, that's a Raggedy Ann doll, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's
which
the Warren,
movies
benign.
Don't.
The Warrens own that in their museum.
The movies well, don't use a Raggedy Ann doll.
I don't know.
The Conjuring, right.
Yeah. You know how the presidents, they write to Robert the doll. Well, what I did, and you guys may not know this, is that I actually wrote to Robert the doll because you guys were worried about our numbers, you know, staying like, they're just not raising. But I wrote to him saying, please, you know, raise our numbers and look what's happened.
Help
so Robert
us.
The doll. So we need
whatever.
To be, we need to be nice to Robert the doll. Point
so
of
now
the
story. You sold our souls to Robert the doll.
Maybe.
Great.
It's possible.
Dang it. Now we're beholden to Robert the doll.
It's funny.
Bobby the doll.
You guys are like, Bobby. I thought this was supposed to just be a fun podcast. What'd you do, Sean?
I wonder if you know, like, say, you have to ask permission to even take his picture. Mm-hmm. You know, we could tick him off. I wonder if you're like, hey, Bobby, what's going on?
Babaruno.
Babarini. Roberto. Rubber Rippo.
Mind if I rip a selfie here?
I don't think he would like any of that.
Oh, I heard he doesn't really talk back, but
he
gets
you
back.
He gets you back,
yeah.
With all due respect, Robert, right?
So, what are we saying? Definitely gonna go.
Going.
Spending the night.
Spend the night. If we had sleeping done, sure. On the beach maybe. Not in that shack though.
Woo. I think it'd be safer in the shack.
You think so?
Well, I don't wanna lay on the ground with all the, like I said, the
sand mites.
Sand mites. You know what? That did not come to my mind.
Or sand fleas, that's what. Yeah
sand,
right.
Sand whatever.
Whatever they are.
Sand something. I don't know if I'd Yeah. I don't know.
No, thank you, Ray.
I definitely would go. Mm-hmm. So Nate or Elijah, what's your name? Why did we name you?
He's got to get all these people straight. He can't keep me straight either, Elijah.
We're going, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's scaring sis.
Yeah. She, by the way, is terrified of spiders, and I'm not kidding you.
Oh,
Elijah, how on a scale of 1 to 10, like, she's intensely scared, right?
There'll be a baby spider in her room, and she'll be screaming and calling my name, and I'll have to get a shoe and kill it or get a tissue.
It's insane how, like, it'll be a little daddy long, you know, little, mm-hmm. and you would think it's a, you know, bird.
Arachnophobia.
Jenna does that with mice. And
I mean, you think it's this.
Spiders are
12 inch.
Killing
long.
Spiders are a boy's job is what she tells me all the time. And I'm like, okay.
And I'll say, she's like, no, seriously. It was,
get
you
rid
know,
of it.
I saw its hair. I'm like, you didn't see its hair. So anyway.
Wow.
So I don't know if she would. Yeah, she's definitely not going to go.
She's out.
Yeah, she's out. So. I like that topic though.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very
it's,
good.
It's a different story. I mean, you don't hear Island of the Dolls or any other. A Texas beach, I guess. But
pictures are crazy. Creepy.
Yeah, crazy creepy.
And they're so dilapidated. I mean,
yeah.
Just nasty looking.
They
you
just
know?
Stare at you.
So I wonder. Hey, doll. I wonder
Dollface.
If. So, do you think once he died, though, real quick, once Don Julian had passed away,
do you think he haunts it?
Yeah, that's what I couldn't find any. Yeah.
I didn't
that was
see
21
any either,
years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wonder if he has an attachment to it.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's probably the one going, "Help me!
I know. Yeah.
I'm surrounded by dolls."
Yeah.
So Aztecs dolls
now,
and a ghost
his,
girl.
I think it's his nephew or some. I'm trying to think who.
proprietor of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he hang dolls still? Probably.
I don't know. I didn't.
Maybe he just protects the ones that are there.
Yeah. All right. So, I don't know.
Island of Dolls, but we're going.
Nate or Sean, whatever your name is, too. Taking Sean, the you got Mako that on jet. The list?
I did. Yeah, I'll put that on the list. Again, once we get the Mako jet, then we can fly down there.
The Mako jet. All
right. Hey, it's a dream.
It's definitely a dream. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think, Nate?
The dolls scare me. I think it's a wrap.
It's yeah. Let's wrap that.
Let's get out of here, doll.
You know come on, doll.
A doll, come face. On, doll face.
Hey, doll face. Creepy doll faces.
Heck yeah.
Well, creepies, I hope you enjoyed that middle-aged mini number 45 on Island of the Dolls, and we'll talk to you next time. See ya.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.